From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the besieged rebel-held towns of Deraa and Mo'adamiya near Damascus, Syria, received UN aid convoys Wednesday. For Deraa, with an estimated 4,000 to 8,000 people, it was the first outside assistance received in 4 years. The truck convoy contained medicines, vaccines, baby formula, and nutritional items for children. It comes as the UN Security Council Friday is expected to take up the matter of World Food Program-directed aid airdrops to besieged areas across Syria. U.S. spokesman John Kirby says land deliveries, while preferable, have been insufficient because they're denied access to hundreds of thousands of Syrians in need.
The World Food Program has provided briefings to the United States on a series of approaches that could be taken, and we have discussed those with our Russian counterparts, including, I might add, in a phone call earlier this morning, between Secretary Kerry and Foreign Minister Lavrov.
Meanwhile, U.S.-backed forces have taken control of 9 villages near the Turkish border in Syria since Tuesday in an advance toward the Islamic State-controlled town of Manbij. Witnesses in Somali capital Mogadishu Wednesday said at least 10 people, including 2 lawmakers, were killed, dozens wounded when militants attacked the Ambassador Hotel with gunfire and a suicide car bomb. Among the wounded was Jama Abdi. He says he screamed for help as many people were buried in rubble. The insurgency al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Meanwhile, Somali officials said a senior al-Shabaab commander, Mohammed Ali, also known as Dul Yadin, was killed in a military operation this week. He's believed to have masterminded the April 2015 attack on Kenya's Garissa University College that left 148, mostly students, dead. This is VOA News.